Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with the Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 26th day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 50 degrees today. And a low of 38 degrees and possibly a little, it's cloudy, it could rain, it could, you know, basically same shit another day. Anyways, before we go, we'll go through this little break and then we'll come back over and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate, controlled opposition propaganda. We'll be right back.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, then over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition propaganda. That was pretty quick. Here we go. Assange wins temporary reprieve as court seeks U.S. assurances over extradition. And this is, you know, Julian Assange. God, it's been going on for what? 3, 4, 5. I don't know, man. It's been going on for fucking years. But it's another, it's just a delay. But sooner or later, they're going to get him over here and they're going to want to hang him. And, you know, it would seem weird that the guy who gave him the information, he didn't get hung. But he might get, Assange might get hung, but it's still mainline propaganda bullshit. And it don't mean a goddamn thing when it comes to our rights and under the...
Did he get a sex change?
No, yeah, the other guy did. The guy who actually provided him with information, he got a sex change. He's now, I can't think of what its name is.
Anyhow, that's all I got.
Yep. U.S. claims Israel is following international law and not blocking aid. I mean, damn my fucking lying eyes. I don't believe your eyes what you're looking at. Don't believe the starving people that they're showing you in the footage they can get out of fucking Palestine. Don't believe it. Hey, the U.S. claims Israel is following international law. I guess they are, because there ain't no such fucking thing as international law. It's just like there's no such thing as fucking goddamn law in this country except for the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And they are the international corporate mafia, that is, the United States corporation, aristocracy, is fucking in blatant violation of every fucking goddamn article in it. Anyway, let's see what these, I mean, just, Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com, the State Department claimed on Monday that Israel is using U.S. weapons without violating international or U.S. law despite massive civilian casualties. Genocide! I mean, goddamn, the world came out even their phony-ass U.N. over there, every fucking country said, genocide! And America said, no, it ain't genocide, we can go ahead and do that. And they always try to act like Israel's our fucking boy when the United States is the fucking their lapdog Rottweiler. The fucking is no. We can blow up little kids. We can blow their little arms off. We can blow up pregnant women. And it's not goddamn against the law because we are a fucking law. Until you pussies stand up and push something else. Laws despite the massive civilian casualties. No, the genocide in Gaza and the starvation blockade. We've got a starvation blockade, but they're not blocking it. I mean, this contradicts itself all through itself. Starvation blockade imposed on the Strip. Let's see here. Under a new national security memorandum, the United States requires countries armed with U.S. weapons to provide assurances that they won't violate international law or block humanitarian assistance. Israel Defense Minister Yoav Gallant gave the assurances in a fucking Jew said, we're not doing that. I mean, I know all the footage coming out showing the starving people and stuff. Well, we're not doing that. Stop hitting me. Stop pounding you with a fucking baseball bat, you fucking pieces of shit, you animals. Gallant gave the assurances in a letter he issued earlier this month. Oh, he just wrote a fucking, and don't believe your fucking lying eyes. Don't believe what you're seeing with your own eyes. Your eyes are anti-Semitic. The State Department is also claiming Israel is not violating international law by imposing restrictions on aid. Not restrictions on aid, blocking the fucking aid. And when the aid trucks do get through, you're machine gunning down people who are going there to try to get some fucking food. I mean, who is this son of anti-war again? I knew it was anti-war. You fucking shills. Are you going to straighten this shit out in your goddamn article? You're going to keep... See, this is where the propaganda part of it comes in, the controlled opposition propaganda. This is an election year, you know. Assurances in a letter issued earlier this month. The State Department is also claiming Israel is not violating international law by imposing restrictions on aid entering Gaza, which has caused severe levels of acute food. I like that. Acute food insecurity. Starvation. You have famine. No, it's just acute food insecurity for 100% of the Strip's population. You do some fancy writing there, fucking antiwar.com, incorporated motherfuckers, but you're not fooling nobody. We've had ongoing assessment of Israel's compliance with international humanitarian law. We have not found them to be in violation either when it comes to the conduct of the war or the provisions of humanitarian assistance. We view those assurances through that ongoing work we have done, said State Department spokesman Matt Miller. The State Department has until May 8th to submit a report to Congress on Israel's compliance with the international. The United Nations can't exist. They have no fucking jurisdiction over anybody. But every member nation of it voted that, yeah, they're committing genocide and they're starving. Causing goddamn starvation anyway in fucking Palestine, famine, that's the word I was looking for. They're causing the famine, and we've seen the goddamn footage of the trucks pulling up with the aid and then them coming and mowing the goddamn people down trying to get a hold of some food. How stupid do you think we are? Or how stupid are we supposed to be? Or are we supposed to pretend to be? You fucking kikes think you fucking impress us or scare us? We will wipe you off the face of this fucking planet. You are the fucking problem. You've always been the problem, misery-making motherfuckers. You worship the fucking mammon. That's all you worship. I don't give a shit about what else you fucking say. You pieces of fucking... And go and attack people and call it, this is a defensive move. We just flattened half of fucking Palestine with U.S. made fucking bombs coming out of U.S. made fucking planes and killed and brought buildings down on fucking people. And here it is again, Gaza, which has killed over 32,000. Well, yeah, it has. That number has been sitting there for a couple of weeks. I think you better update her again, don't you? Because I think I've seen 1,000 fucking murders since then. Don't you? I mean, they'll try and soft pedal all this shit. You're supposed to be antiwar.com. You're supposed to be on the other fucking side of this shit. You're getting paid well. You got a nice fucking Porsche, do you? Including over 13,000 children. Same fucking number. How many kids have you seen killed since that number first came out that you know of? The certification from the U.S. came after a video was released of an Israeli drone killing 4 unarmed Palestinians. Then it should be 31,004, shouldn't it? Just with that one fucking video, not to mention the hundreds of others. Palestinian men in a series of strikes. The last man was killed while trying to crawl away from the scene of the initial drone attack. Those are drones made here in the good old USA. I hope you guys are enjoying your fucking vacations down to goddamn Disney World and shit there than the defense fucking plants. I'd fucking walk away from a good job at a defense plant just because I have some fucking sense of morality. That's what the people should fucking do, but they ain't going to do it, man. Fat wallets, man. They don't give a fuck about a human being. Dozens of congressional Democrats have argued President Biden to suspend military assistance to Israel by invoking foreign assistance laws that prohibit aid to countries that block humanitarian assistance. But so far, the pressure hasn't worked as the $1.2 trillion funding bill President Biden signed over the weekend, including $3.8 billion in annual military aid for Israel. On Sunday, Vice President Kamala Harris, no, she's not Vice President, she's some old slut. There ain't no goddamn Vice President in a fucking, she's Assistant CEO. This is a fucking corporation, it's in a fucking country. Don't get confused. On Sunday, Vice President Kamala Harris said she wouldn't rule out out consequences for Israel if it launches a ground assault in Rafah, which is packed with 1.5 million Palestinians, but she did not specify if that meant a reduction of military aid. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to insist, we will attack the city no matter what the U.S. says, and holding that finger up at you, and you better be sending the money, bitch, because we got fucking pictures, you fucking poodles. Just fuck with us a little bit and we'll ruin you. And there'll be no more money from fucking AIPAC for you, buddy. EU to start fining platforms up to 6% of global revenue if they fail to censor election disinformation under the new censorship law. And I've always loved this, you know, disinformation, misinformation. Who's deciding what is fucking real? These son of a bitches, there's nothing written in fact. And they present no facts when they present their fucking lies. But you present facts with the fucking true statement, you know, with fucking fact. And, oh, no, that's disinformation because you're telling everybody that the goddamn election is a complete fucking fraud and always has been. Well, it fucking is. It's been proven time and time again. And you attack the fucking people that fucking prove it, you son of a bitches. But this is for the EU. I mean, are you going to elect a king or something? I thought your fucking king took over there, buddies. This is by Didi Rankovic, Reclaim the Net. The EU is about to start pushing large online platforms for not tackling election disinformation to the bloc's satisfaction. Well, it would depend on if it's misinformation, disinformation, which side of the fucking, which side of the asshole the shit comes out of you are. Because there's either facts or not facts. And if you can't discern what a fact is, what the fuck are you doing playing like you're voting? Because that's all you're doing. And you're committing treason against your people because this is not a fucking a vote for the people of the United States of America under our jurisdiction. This is a fucking foreign occupational fucking vote. You're participating in it. And now you're sitting there, which pedophile are you going to vote for? I mean, it was bad enough when I used to have to listen. Well, it's the lesser of two evils. Now I'm sitting here fucking, what's the lesser of two pedophiles? You know, these motherfuckers commit pedophilia. And you're going to fucking go out there and you're going to play this fucking game and try to acquiesce for the rest of us? Ain't going to fucking work. I think that enough people have fucking unregistered to vote I think they're fucking, they're scared. I think they're real fucking scared. And that's all you really got to do is just go unregistered to vote. And then you're like, hey, are you going to keep talking to these fucking pedophiles thinking you're going to change the fucking way that they're fucking attacking our fucking country, attacking our infrastructure, attacking our fucking people, attacking our rights, attacking our children, trying cutting the penises off little boys and cutting the tits off little girls. You think it's going to stop it? Because there's one way it stops. We know what that is. To the bloc satisfaction, in order to make good on the threat, the EU is putting to use its censorship law, the Digital Service Act. Oh, they do acts too. That's not fucking ratified law. Remember that. All these acts that they've done, that's not ratified fucking law. That's corporate fucking policy. And the law of December 15, 1791, if these policies are in opposition in any way to the fucking law of this land, they are not unenforceable, and we're supposed to fucking step up and stop it. Commissioner for Internal Market, Terry Benton, is quoted as saying that the platform like X, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, and Facebook, but also search engines, must operate according to the guidelines that are currently being drafted. But it's not censorship. That's not censorship, okay? Anybody saying that censorship, that's just information. I mean, this is so fucking goofy. That's what my dad would call it, goofy. Report says that companies behind these platforms and services could be forced to pay fines up to 6% of their global revenues unless they fight disinformation-related elections. I mean, how in the hell how are you going to tell what's misinformation? I've got my own opinion, and if it goes against my opinion, it's disinformation. Fuck you, I got facts. I got the fucking fact. I mean, God damn it, you're sitting there, you're going to let fucking illegals vote in an American election? God damn, think about that. I mean, does anything click in your fucking mind? A fucking foreigner here illegally voting in your fucking elections that are fraud to begin with? I mean, they're going to select and put into place whoever they fucking want to. All they got to do, the reason they need all these fucking foreigners over there so they can have some bodies there. Well, yeah, there was 30,000 here, 40,000 there. They weren't fucking American nationals. They had no right to fucking vote. This is goddamn fucking treason and sedition and an attempt to fucking take over our country from the fucking American nationals, who are the supreme superior fucking jurisdictional authority over this goddamn land, you fucking corporate cocksuckers. We are negligent in not shooting your fucking asses out of this country. Tech companies are expected to take measures, and yeah, I'm sure they will jump for that fucking license, because without the license, you can't make the big fucking money. You got to live like I do. Take measures and mitigate risk, Britain, who is DSA's enforcer, said. The Brussels bureaucrats speak about this as moderation rather than censorship. Fuck. Here. That's how stupid I am. Go ahead and tell me any fucking thing. Tell me that the sky is at my feet and the ground is up in the air. I'll believe it. God, I'll believe any goddamn thing. Just don't hit me. Just don't hurt me. Benton, who is CSA's enforcer, said the Brussels bureaucrats speak about this as moderation rather than censorship. If you're moderating something, you are censoring. I mean, I went to school for this broadcasting shit, and I know what the two words mean, and have decided to consider this year as a pivotal when it comes to elections. And the EU is in a hurry to start mandating the rules Reports say this could happen in the next few weeks. It will be possible to enforce the guidelines thanks to their inclusion in the DSA, and they will come into force as soon as they are adopted. I mean, I'm just a regular fella. But I don't need nobody to explain nothing to me. I look at the world around me. I read something. I fucking gauge it with what I know, and that's my decision. And it ain't none of your fucking business. And you don't. And if there's people agreeing, that's what they're trying to stop here. They've tried to destroy the family unit, because that is the core of the fucking strength of this fucking country. And they've tried to destroy fucking our right to gather and fucking, to talk about shit. And, you know, I might agree, you might find, well, we know that when the internet was operating like it was supposed to, all the people fucking pretty much agreed that these were a bunch of fucking crooked motherfuckers. That's where they got their fucking rep. That's how COVID-19 was shoved right back up their fucking asses, because the people could speak. That's why they've taken over the internet with their Chi-Com brothers over there in fucking China. Oh, China, we're going to go to war with them. We need more money. I'm going to go to put more equipment in Taiwan so we can go to China. Oh, goddamn China. Oh, but you gave them over our fucking internet that we fucking created, you low-life cocksuckers. You're letting them dirty little motherfuckers censor us. And you're censoring us. You think you can censor us? See if you can censor a fucking bullet coming at you. I mean, talk to that son of a bitch. Say, hey, You're a disinformation bullet. You can't come. Boom. Take goodbye to your fucking head. And in particular, according to EU's leaders, Russia's Malajan influence ahead of elections in the bloc this year. Whatever. As for how tech companies are supposed to comply on one requirement is to create dedicated terms to scrutinize the risk of online disinformation in 23 different languages. The Financial Times is reporting, citing two unnamed sources apparently involved in drafting the guidelines. You don't know, tell me about disinformation, misinformation, until that goddamn video at the top of the front page of From the Trenches of Hunter Biden. Little girls 5 or 6 years old in lingerie doing fucking crack cocaine and molesting them is fucking dealt with. Don't tell me about misinformation. What about that information? That's fucking real. You can't talk. We just don't talk about that, because that's the aristocracy, don't you know? And they're allowed to do fucking freakish things, especially to fucking poor people's fucking kids. 80,000 fucking of them. Another anonymous EU official is cited as saying that platforms need to, quote, show respect the new regulation, or explain that they are taking other actions to mitigate risk. They need to tell them to fuck off. If you fuck with our goddamn broadcast, we'll go down and we'll whatever fucking you're using, we'll rip it to fucking pieces, and we'll rip you to fucking pieces. We will say what we want to fucking say. When you let somebody take over your fucking will, your ass is whipped. You're a fucking slave. And you better know that's the goddamn truth. And if neither happens, the EU will go to punishing them with fines. Fuck you. Whoever, you find out who's fining you. Go to their house, burn the son of a bitch down with all a minute. Don't fucking pull no punches. Go ripping those fuckers to parts and see who wants to fine you next time. It's just like tearing down statues. Are doing anything else? You see who's doing it? Who is that son of a bitch? That's a regular fucking guy. He's got a hard hat on. He's over there with a crane. He's tearing up fucking American history. Oh, that's Bob Miller. Bob Miller lives over on 3rd Street. Bob Miller's house burned down last night with his fucking ass in it, and a fucking note left that said, "You fucking fuck with us, we fuck back." And you know, what did Stolenitsyn say? For the lack of operatives, it would all fucking stop. Somebody has to carry out this bullshit, and they'll do it for fucking what? Oh, that's right, mammon. They will betray their own people. They will betray their culture. They will betray their country for fucking mammon. And that's what any son of a bitch that assists in this shit, especially here in the United States, is doing. Another thing these firms will have to show is that they are closely cooperating with cybersecurity agents cybersecurity agents. It sounds like censors to fucking me. And all of the EU's 27 member countries, well, you're fucked over there. You guys better get some fucking balls. You better fucking sack that fucking king and sack his fucking knights and sack his fucking dukes and duchesses and tell them that you know they no longer own you as a fucking people. If you know what's good for you. What else we got? Israeli settlers attack Muslims as they are leaving mosque, and that's a video, and they do. Of course they do. Private jet owned by Sean P. Diddy Combs has left the U.S. after DHS raids. And they've come after this guy. I don't know him. I don't know what he does. But, you know, they're going after him for child abuse. If you want to go after somebody for child abuse, go to the front page of fucking From the Trenches. Right there, it's from Hunter Biden's own fucking goddamn computer. It's him with fucking goddamn 5 or 6-year-old girls in lingerie doing crack cocaine and molesting them. I mean, no doubt they were taken out after they were done molesting them and chopped them up a fucking live and sold their body parts in an international multi-billion dollar industry. Think about that. And you're allowing it. You said here when we talk about it, I condemn it. But God damn it, we can stop it. We have the power. We just refuse to exercise our fucking power. That's the truth. Welcome to Canada, where many Canadians can't afford food, but a refugee family of four receives rent. Paid for monthly $3,185 for furniture, $1,250 for clothing, $750 for household needs, $450 for basic food, cleaning supplies, phone plan, plus a bus pass. And this is a video. But I mean, let's just listen to that one more time. Welcome to Canada, where many Canadians can't afford food. But a fucking foreign son of a bitch who has no right to be in their fucking country with a family of four receives rent, paid for monthly, $3,185 for furniture, $1,250 for clothing, $750 for household needs, $450 for basic food, cleaning supplies, phone plan, and plus bus passes. Well, Canadians, you know why that's happening to you? Because you're fucking allowing it. You better get mean. You better get your guns back. You better take guns if you have to. Take them like Michael Collins did. Fucking go down to the fucking armies and fucking just overrun them and take the fucking weapons and kill these son of a bitches. That's the only way this stops is if you kill them. You think they're going to just get an attack of conscience or you're going to find the right words? Oh, we caught him. Well, you just go look at the fucking top of fucking From the Trenches. You look at the top page and look at that son of a bitch with those little tiny girls. And the fucking cocaine and stuff. And tell me that there's any kind of fucking knight in white shining armor that's going to come and fucking take care of your ass. You will enforce those 10 fucking articles, as is your fucking duty, or you can get down on your fucking knees and hand your children over to the motherfuckers. That's your choice. Biden DOG launches unconstitutional red flag center to abolish guns in America. I mean, when they're reading it in the headlines, I mean, our rights don't come from that fucking Constitution. Our rights were fucking ratified law before it was ever attached to that Constitution that never fucking was. It was already ratified by we the people. It was our law, the highest law in this fucking land. But, I mean, it's just become common. DOJ launches unconstitutional red flag center to abolish guns in America. Well, I guess the fucking, that Constitution, rip that goddamn Bill of Rights off that son of a bitch. Go down and get the original. Rip it out of the goddamn museum. Rip the fucking original fucking articles off the fucking motherfuckers. Throw the rest of it on the ground or wipe your ass with it and go to goddamn work. It ain't unconstitutional because the Constitution does not grant the fucking rights and the fucking law that fucking stops it. That makes it a fucking violation of the law. This is by Sean Al, TABA TABA BAI. The People's Voice. Oh, here we are. My old friends. Biden's Department of Justice has announced the launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Orders Resource Center aimed at confiscating guns from law-abiding Americans. Really? Mars just like that big pile of guns that you ever show, and I think Galen put it up. Just think how big a pile of corpses was if each one of those guns fucking took two or three of the motherfuckers that came to get them. But you Aussies just let it happen. I don't know about, I can't speak for the rest of the world, but you get mine, in fact, you're going to fight for them. And I may be dead, but I'm leaving some of you motherfuckers dead too. Many as I can. Protection Order Resource Center aimed at confiscating guns from law-abiding Americans. The DOJ's announcement came a few hours after the Senate has and House passed $1.2 trillion government spending bill on Saturday. And that's not for a year or anything. That's just to the next fucking phase of the fucking... You're going to want your dollar fucking become less valuable. It ain't worth wiping your ass on now, but it's going to get worse. We're headed down that road. Per the announcement, the Justice Department launched the National Extreme Risk Protection Order, ERPO Resource Center. The center, which will provide training and technical assistance to law enforcement officials, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, clinicians, whatever in the hell that is, victim service and social service providers. I don't see that fucking word. It's in the United States, socialism is fucking an oxymoron to fucking individual freedom, you motherfuckers. Like democracy, shove it up your fucking cunts. Social service providers, community organizations, and behavioral health professionals responsible for the implementing the laws designed to keep guns out of the hands of people who pose a threat to themselves or others. Every American national poses a major fucking threat to the motherfuckers who are in violation of our law, the motherfuckers who have committed treason and sedition against we the fucking people in violation of our jurisdictional authority. You are trying to fucking take our country over. Yeah, you better be fucking afraid. We are a threat to you because you give us no choice. We have to kill you or you kill us. And I ain't for you killing me, you son of a bitch, or my family. I will fucking kill as many of you as I can. The launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Recourse Center will provide our partners across the country with valuable resources to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. Any individual who has a fucking gun poses a threat to themselves or others. I said it before, guns don't make you dangerous, you make guns dangerous. Said Attorney General Merrick B. Garland, the establishment of the center is the latest example of the Justice Department's work to use every tool provided by the landmark bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Ain't worth the paper it's written on. It's a violation of the fucking law. Blatant violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. There's nothing past that period. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That period is going to be the dot through your fucking head where the bullet goes, you son of a bitches. You have no authority. You're acting as a rogue fucking invader into this country. And that's what you fucking are. You're international fucking invaders. And you will die. We will enforce our fucking law. You will not make world fucking slaves out of us. Act to protest communities protect communities from gun violence. The ERPO laws, which are modeled off of domestic violence protection orders, create a civil process. No, it's not a civil process. It is, but you're fucking with goddamn fire. You're playing with fucking matches around a keg of powder, you stupid fucks. Create a civil process allowing law enforcement, family members in most states, and medical professionals or other groups in some states to petition a court to temporarily prohibit someone at risk of harming themselves or others from purchasing and possessing firearms for the duration of the order. Well, you don't just go fucking petition a fucking court. If we have a right to the procedural due process as outlined in the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking country, and you want to fucking try it like that, you're going to have a common law court. And God help you when the fucking first common law court goes into fucking session. Because what comes back at you? It's a double-edged sword. when I come back with the fucking violation to the first fucking article, it's sedition and treason charges that I can prove so fucking easy just by what you wrote here. Just show it. You know, is that a violation of shall not be infringed, period? You goddamn right it is. And that is a fucking attempt to overthrow the government of the fucking people, our autonomy, our individual fucking freedoms and liberties, and it can't be argued. You have to hang the motherfuckers or put them against the wall. These are enemy combatants, so bring it fucking on. Court to temporarily prohibit someone at risk of harming themselves or others from purchasing and possessing firearms. Really? Well, Infowars.com reports, in other words, the government will be granted the authority to confiscate firearms or prevent individuals from purchasing them if medical professionals, family members, or law enforcement arbitrarily declares that they pose a threat. Well, you know, let the motherfuckers try it. Professionals, medical professionals, family members, law enforcement, whoever does it, you get killed. You think that's the only way to get a fucking gun to go to the fucking store? You're out of your fucking tree, you stupid fucks. And once we start killing, once this breaks loose, once it's a fire NATO coming across this country, they'll be burning those black fucking uniforms. They won't be running around in their fancy fucking brand new cars when we're driving 30-year-old cars working to pay for the son of a bitches. They will fucking throw their badges away, dye their fucking hair. They will do everything to make themselves look like anything but the goddamn jackbooted motherfucking corporate mercenary thugs that they fucking are. With no jurisdiction over the people. We have the right to shoot your fucking asses down. You're fucking breaking our law. Representative Thomas Macy, Republican Kentucky, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, and many others raised the alarm. Oh, did you raise the alarm? Did you have the fuckers arrested for fucking treason and sedition? Because it is an open and shut fucking case of it, isn't it? Over the creation of a federal red flag center, citing its lack of constitutional authority. So see right there. I mean, they're talking about the Bill of Rights. There is no, you cannot fucking do it. It's a violation of the Ninth Article. You're trying to fucking disparage and deny a fucking right using an authority you cannot fucking have. You couldn't have it in the original lie of the Constitution. And being as that Constitution never existed, you sure as fuck don't have it. All you have is fucking your threat of force. Bring it fucking on. We'll meet force with force and we'll see who walks away from it. Constitutional authority. Fuck that Constitution. That's another misnomer we have to get rid of, people. It's just like democracy and the rest of this bullshit. What the hell is this evil, a federal red flag center? We did not authorize this. Announced, of course, just hours after the Omnibus passes massive wrote on, see, I don't make no bit of sense at all. Omnibus passes, Macy wrote on X Saturday. Merrick Garland just announced a massive red flag operation that the DOJ will be running by using every spy tool the U.S. government has in order to violate American Second Amendment. No, you won't. You know, you can only violate it if I hand the fucking gun over. If I pump rounds at you, you're in a war. You're not going to violate the Second Amendment. You're going to get yourself killed to get me or kill me. It's a kill or be killed. It's called war. Been around for fucking ever. And then we're not fucking Aussies and we're not going to hand you over our fucking guns. You're not going to have big piles of them. You're going to have big piles of fucking bodies. And we'll see how many houses you can fucking take before you run out of operatives, as Stolenison said. This comes right after Johnson fully funded Biden's weaponized DOJ, Green wrote. The trimming of the DOJ's announcement is curious. The timing of the DOJ's announcement is curious. It comes just days after a federal judge granted illegal aliens the right to carry firearms. So you go in there and they tell you, oh, you can't have one. I mean, you might be dangerous to people, but oh, Carlos over there with the machete in his fucking belt, no fucking ID, no fucking goddamn form to fill out. What kind of gun you want, Carlos? Yeah, just hand over the cash you just took out of the lady's purse you knocked in the fucking head. We'll hand you a gun. People, you better see who the fucking enemy is. You better get ready to do some fucking fighting. I shit you not. Of course, we can already assume the DOG plans to leverage this newly minted red flag center against law-abiding citizens. Now, I hate that word. It's infringement, fucking accepting citizens. They have no law. They cannot create law. The only law is the law of December 15, 1791. And the only way you can fucking law, if you say you're law-abiding, what you're doing, you're infringement-abiding is what you're fucking doing. I did all the things I was supposed to. I paid you to exercise my fucking right to get the gun. I went and I took classes like you told me. I come in and I check in and I do everything. I crawl up on my knees and lick your fucking boots. No, a fucking right's a right. And the second article is the goddamn right. And fucking there is no condition to it. And if, I mean, just the idea of a fucking background check, paying, go look up right. See if you pay to exercise a fucking right, people. If you do, it ain't a fucking right, is it? And that's what they're trying to get through to here, is to keep chipping away. And they're going to do it until you rip their fucking faces off. Now you've stuck your nose in too fucking far. You don't have a fucking nose. Not the throngs of armed illegal aliens who have no right to be in this country. Of course not. What in the fuck? How many of these fucking notices, I mean, we're, like I said, we're well informed. We're the most well informed fucking goddamn people under fucking attack in a fucking war that we are not fighting the enemy back in. This ever fucking, this is unbelievable. I mean, in the future, they're going to look at this and go, what the fuck was wrong with them? I mean, goddamn, they're doing that. What? But a lot of people, the longer we wait, the more of us have got to die, and that's what they want. They want to keep spitting in your fucking face, treating you like a fucking punk, acting like you're not in charge and they are, which is ass fucking backwards. That's why we used to call them public servants, remember? Are they public servants or are they public fucking dictators? You tell me. Anyways, we're going to take a break and we'll be back here in just a minute.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's cutting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Mm-hmm.
How much sorrow is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And how much could ever seem clear? The end is come to almost. Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days. More wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliton, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific Time. And of course, that was John Mellencamp. I can't stand Bruce Springsteen. I can't stand. God damn it, people, we have to quit wasting our days. I mean, if it's your last fucking day, man, think about it. And it's your last fucking day, and I mean, you're going to make the most of it. I mean, because I'm telling you, if your act is significant, that's what you're going to be remembered three generations down the fucking line. You stand up and you fucking fight like nobody's done yet. You stand up and you fucking fight these motherfuckers. It'll be a significant day. And when your life is looked back on by your family, that's the day they'll fucking remember. Think about it. Are you going to fucking just leave this world without fucking fighting the goddamn enemy? How can you? But if you fight for them, you think about the fucking honor that your fucking family is going to have for that one fucking day that you did. You did your best and you went out and you fucking made a significant day out of it. That being said, we'll go back to the propaganda. Here's one for Hubert. Sorry, Tennessee, it looks like you're up next. Department of Homeland Security sends letters saying illegal immigrants will be sent to Tennessee cities. I bet you're looking forward to that. This is by Wall Street Apes. The city of Franklin received this.
They're already here.
I know. It's just, yeah, everything they do, and then they tell you, oh, we're going to do this. Wall Street Apes, the city of Franklin received this letter from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In short, it says that hundreds of people going through the immigration. But now, it's not an immigration. I mean, goddamn, that pisses me off. See how they can use the language to try to fucking distort the fucking issue? It's not immigration. It is invasion by definition. By definition of the English language and by definition of the reality in front of our fucking eyes. It is fucking invasion. The invasion process could end up in Middle Tennessee cities. And as Hubert's just pointed out, it's already fucking there. And I don't doubt him one goddamn bit. The notice says DHS may release non-citizens. See, non-citizens. No, invaders. Fucking straight-up invaders. They're killing our people every day. We have articles on down through here. Some more people fucking killed by these bastards. They're coming up, you know, as gang members and fucking just attacking fucking old ladies, anybody. They're doing whatever they want and flip your fucking ass off after they're walking out of jail after they just beat the fuck out of somebody or shot somebody. From custody who have been fully screened and vetted. Pending the outcome of their immigration process, I bet you they have. Nashville Mayor Freddie C. O'Connell was unsure as of this morning if his administration has received the same letter. This is very troubling that you know someone can come to this country, name Nashville or greater Nashville as their destination. U.S. Congressman Andy Ogles telling Fox 17 that he had a conference call with DHS yesterday with a series of questions, including a request for update numbers, how people will be tracked, and if they have prior convictions. Think about that. Nashville, Tennessee. I've been to Nashville several times. Beautiful fucking town, but it's going to look like downtown Miami when these son of a bitches get done with it. They're here to turn this country into the fucking third world. And take the nicest place like Nashville. And to get to go to Nashville, what a cool trip, huh? No. Let's see who we got here. Okay, we got Israeli lawyer.
It'd be like Chicago.
Yeah, I don't doubt it one bit. I mean, I've looked at the place. I mean, I looked at the video of downtown Miami. I mean, I've been through Miami many times. Downtown Miami, Main Street fucking Miami. There are more cars double. Going through this little tiny, well, it ain't no little tiny town no more, going through Chiloquin that used to be a fucking little tiny town, but there's more cars going through this town than, there was like five or six or seven cars I saw as this guy's walking clear down the streets. All the storefronts are closed. It looks like the fucking third world. And when you do see somebody, it's just a bunch of drug addicts or fucking with tents and shit and people shitting on the streets like they do down in Portland. I mean, people. We can kill them for that. They can't just destroy what we have built. Israeli lawyer who pushed Hamas mass rapes hoax accused of scamming donors. Well, no shit. We already knew that, didn't we? We know it's a lie. How many times here we are again. They're going to codify the fact that it was that the fucking October 7th supposed invasion by Hamas was Hamas, who is paid by Israel, and Mossad, no doubt, assisted them. There were sex crimes, and all the, they were cutting heads off of babies and shit. Doing what, I mean, they do to you and scream that you're doing it to them. That's how a fucking goddamn kike works. And everybody fucking knows. Everybody's figured it out. It's like those numbers we talked about yesterday. They're not fucking, hey, you know what? That article went to shit, didn't it? I mean, that didn't faze nobody. Everybody knows it's fucking bullshit. Don't tell me no fucking majority in this country supports fucking genocide. I mean, you ain't got enough fucking illegal aliens here for that yet. Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapses after a cargo ship from Singapore crashed into it. A mass casualty event, and multiple vehicles are reportedly underwater. And it was a hell, You got a video over here, and that's a cool fucking video to watch. I mean, it sucks that the bridge got, I mean, it's, a lot of people had to get killed. I mean, wow. But, I mean, I wonder who's driving the ship. Carlos? Just like the goddamn doors flying off the airplanes, everything. I mean, we used to be the best. We are still the best. It's just the people that are the best are pushed down. And I mean, they'll take somebody, they'll have somebody that really knows what the fuck they're doing. But it's more important to have a fucking transvestite in that position because they put this fucking fagism, because the fagism, if you'll accept it, they're looking to make us accept the unacceptable. And the more fucking grotesque and fucking goddamn unacceptable it is, and people keep accepting it, just like the pedophilia, just like the child trafficking, just like the fucking goddamn LGBTQXYZ, you know, the fucking, what they're doing to the kids in the fucking schools. Why are we accepting that? We can stop it in a second. All we have to do is stand up and say, fuck no, and say, fuck no, and emphasize it with a fucking bullet. We have the fucking people. We have the fucking armament. But everything they do, it's like they're trying to up the next person. You know, we did, you know, will D end America or America end D? And I don't know what the hell that meant. I can't remember what I read there. I'll take a look at it. Let's take a look and see what the hell it is. The nexus of most of America's current crisis is the diversity, equity, inclusion. See, this is one of dogma. And no, inclusion. We're fucking into it. See, everything is designed to push you away from the fucking reality that you are an individual. You don't have to think like nobody else. You don't have to act like no fucking buddy else. You are at liberty to do any fucking thing you want, so long as you're not violating the rights of another when you're doing it. These son of a bitches, every fucking thing they do is made to make fucking goddamn collectives, which are repugnant to a fucking individualism. They're the opposite. They're everything. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Inclusion means more than one person. No, individual free sovereignty. Stay the fuck away from me. I'm an individual. I want to be left alone. You fucking can't leave me alone. I will fucking kill you because I'd rather be fucking dead than not be an individual, to have to put up with your fucking goddamn fag ass fucking goddamn dogma, your fucking goddamn pedophilia, all your fucking parties, fucking this invasion into my country. Why in the fuck didn't we stop it, people? That's what I don't get it. The southern border has been destroyed because of the Democrat Party. No, not because of the Democrat Republican horse shit. It's because the law of the people has not been fucking enforced. They removed the courts, which left us only one alternative, which was put there as the failsafe, the second article. When they take away the courts, we pick up the fucking guns. That's what they meant for us to do. That's what our founders meant for us to do. If you don't do it, you lose your fucking country. You lose your fucking sovereignty. You lose your fucking liberty because of the Democrat Party. Shove it up your fucking ass. If you even believe this shit, this dogma, that's just fucking words that don't mean dog shit. Wanted the poor of the southern hemisphere to be counted in the census. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you to vote. Fuck. If you're even talking about vote, you're a fucking retard. How about that? I'll lay that on you straight up, and I'll say it to your fucking face. Anyways, I've had enough of this disgusting shit. I'll be back the day after tomorrow. I have an appointment tomorrow. And until then, I mean, just I don't have to tell you people to see it. You see it for what it is, but goddamn it, too many wasted days. I mean, if it comes down to just that one fucking day, I'm going to make that motherfucker significant. You watch me. And that is the word from the trenches.